You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
My name is Marta Jolez. In 2007, 2008, my dad's kidneys were failing. So our family was tested, and I was the closest match. My dad resisted for a while. It's hard for a recipient to accept that someone's willing to go through the process of kidney donation for them, especially their child. For me, it just couldn't happen quick enough. I just couldn't wait to get the kidney out and give it to my dad. Unfortunately, my kidney was slowly rejected. It was decided that it was failing fast and he needed a transplant at that time. The cadaver list, when you get on it, it's usually a 5 to 10 year wait. My dad didn't have that time. Most people, I don't think, have that time. We spent like months trying to get people to write articles about my dad, and nobody would. And finally, our local paper did the Brookline Tab, and it was first page. We were so excited, but we didn't get any responses from it. Maybe like 3 people. And one of those people was Ben's teacher. We found Ben's teacher and then in turn found Ben.
I'm Ben Johnston. I grew up in Tennessee. I live on the South Shore of Boston now in Quincy. I didn't know what living kidney donation was. I didn't know that living donation existed. And I clicked on the link. I was like, wow, you can actually donate while you're still alive. And I was like, that's crazy. You know, I kind of want to read about this. And so I read just through, you know, whatever came up on Google, and your life expectancy is not lowered. The risk is really, really low. And so I thought, oh, he'll have no problem finding a donor. Almost immediately after that, I thought, well, not if everyone that reads this article comes to the same conclusion as I do. You know, what if this was my dad or my father-in-law or someone that I cared about and I was unable to donate and no one came forward? That just kind of stuck in my head, you know, like, why not me? At that point, I thought, well, I should probably tell my wife.
I thought, you're crazy. And then he said to me, do you think I'm crazy? And of course I said, no, I don't think you're crazy, but I do think that there are some things to think about. I'm Pastor Heidi Johnston. I'm the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Quincy. Our son at that time was a little over 2 months old. I was trying to figure out how in the world I'm going to be a full-time mom and a full-time pastor, and I was not on board.
I'm not really one of those superstitious, the universe gives us signs type of people. I knew I may not be a match. It just really wasn't surprising to me when lab results started coming back and said, okay, you're a tissue match. And it just was like, oh, yeah, that's what I was expecting. Okay, what's the next step?
He asked me to think about it for a week. And what came to me at the end of that week was a total surprise to me, because I guess what I expected to hear was what I had been thinking. But the direction that I got was, practice what you preach. This is the opportunity for your family to give beyond your comfort zone, and you need to support Ben in doing this.
After we had a date scheduled, I did want to meet Frank, and I wanted to meet his daughters also.
My name is Ferenc Jules. It's a double thing because you have, you know, not only considering that you are in this situation, but somebody else for you. And of course, I was thinking about Ben like I was thinking about my daughter in the first time.
they had sent us some pictures as they were saying goodbye to Ben before he was wheeled into the surgery room. And, you know, the family looked so happy. Ben had a thumbs up, and they all just seemed so positive.
Went into surgery. They said it would probably take three and a half hours, and then about the same for the actual transplant.
The doctors came in to get me after 2 hours, and they said, we're done. We're finished taking out Ben's kidney. And I thought, how can you be done already? It's only been 2 hours. And they said, and the one doctor said, well, your husband's insides were very orderly. And he was so happy.
When both of them were in their rooms and doing well, I think that was the moment that I just, I knew we had done it. When my dad got Ben's kidney, he was already a different person. His skin tone, his energy, everything. When we saw him out of surgery, he just seemed like a new person.
I have this photo of them reaching out and holding hands. And, you know, Frank just kept saying, you saved my life.
Everyone thinks that we're a hero. And it's like our little secret that we're the ones who get all the pleasure. It's like the joy of giving to the ultimate exponent. It was emotionally just really intense in a good way.
That moment, you know, you cannot express in these words, you know, well, that you are, what do you feel? Every, you know, way you express this sounds trivial. But you can feel something that's from both sides. It's a unique situation that you find somebody, a strange person, who sacrifices as much and help you to have a second life.
Kind World is produced by WBUR Boston. If a kind act, large or small, has affected your life in a profound way, we want to hear about it. Share your story by visiting wbur.org/kindworld.